Joe Presents In Defence Of, brought to you by Betfair. Yes, people, Steve-O the Madman here, and welcome to In Defence Of, brought to you by Joe and Betball. Today, I have another one of my friends coming over to the gaff with a football topic they feel passionate about, and we'll see whether they can change my way of thinking. Stepping up to the away end today is a TV presenter, a broadcaster, and I would say Arsenal's most clued up fan. Can we please give a big round of applause for my friend, Pippa Monique! Woo! You've clapped yourself in.
Of course. Huh? I like the intro.
Yeah, it's a good one. It's a heavyweight intro. So, Pips,
yeah,
you're an Arsenal fan, obviously. Now, over the years, it's been quite dire, and I've been following you, and I feel you. I feel your waves as an Arsenal fan, but it's quite optimistic at the moment, no?
A little bit, low-key.
A little bit.
We've been playing a lot of games of 10 men.
True.
Drawing out results, luckily, but it's not been the greatest. Got a thin squad.
But the manager seems like he's got the squad firing in the right direction. Yeah?
If everyone can stay on the pitch for the full 90 minutes, we've got a starting 11 that can possibly get top four.
So, Pips,
yes.
What have you come to the gaff to discuss?
Well, knowing me, I can't help but be Arsenal biased all the time.
Very Arsenal.
So, my argument is, which you've probably heard many times before because it really is facts.
Go on.
The greatest midfielder of all time in the Premier League is Patrick Vieira.
Well, oh, this is a goodie, isn't it? Yeah. Before I tell you why I think you're wrong, we get up to 60 seconds on the lectern. Mm-hmm. You didn't know it was called a lectern, did you?
It makes sense. Lecturer, lectern, but I didn't.
Is it?
Lecturers have these, isn't it?
Okay, fair enough. I didn't know, but we get up to 60 seconds to state some points. Then we'll come back over here and then we'll really have it out, all right?
Yeah. I'm here to tell you why Patrick Vieira is the best Premier League midfielder of all time. No matter who Steve-O brings to the table today, I can guarantee you not one of their midfielders has a Premier League trophy that is gold. Not only did he win the Premier League trophy, but he did it during an invincible season as captain. Who else can claim that? Absolutely nobody. He's done it for club and country. He's a natural born leader. He can just bring a team to win games. And to be fair, any midfielder that Steve-O mentions today, they were either all scared to play against him or they all idolised him. I'm pretty sure of that. And not only that, there's more to his game. He can sit as a holding midfielder. He can bring the ball forward. He's a box-to-box midfielder. He can do everything in the middle of the park. I would love to see who he's going to battle that one out with. And who else is big and physical? Big, physical, captain, leader, with and without the armband. And I don't think anyone is going to go up against Patrick Vieira. He's the best of all time.
Pips, you made some great points. The gold trophy one. Ooh, very nice. But here's why I think you are wrong. Start the clock. Was Vieira even the best midfielder of his generation? Let alone of all time. He played in a generation where there's the likes of Scholesy. That's the radar guy, yeah? Sat-nav. You got Lampard, greatest ever goal-scoring midfielder. Gerrard, Captain Marvel, Keane, Balak, all of these players played in his generation. Then, is he even the best French player to have played in the Premier League? With the likes of Makalele, Kante, Pogba? And we're talking about of all time. So you're saying he'd have to be better than the modern day players that run as fast as Linford Christie. In fact, you young people don't even know who that is. Usain Bolt, you know what I mean? Like, I don't even think he would compete in the Premier League now, man. That hurts me to say that as Vieira, but Pips, let's talk about it. Woo, it's going to be a good debate. But first off, we have to determine whether he's even the best midfielder of his generation, let alone the greatest of all time. So do you think he's the best in his generation? You must do.
I genuinely do, but I can understand why you'd have an argument for it, because there are other midfielders that I respect highly. Like, midfielders are the best position on the pitch for me. So I love the midfield position. So it's going to be a tough argument, but I'm still...
So who are we saying then? So... In his generation, obviously, we've got the likes of Lamps.
Yeah.
Let's go player for player. So,
Gerrard.
Let's start with Lamps.
Yeah.
He's won titles. So has Vieira. Not as many. But Lampard, he had goals.
Okay, Lampard has
20
goals.
20 goals a season.
Lampard has
Arsenal
goals.
Arsenal could have done with that, Pips.
Of course. But then he also had players, Vieira, in front of him that are top goal scorers. And he can carry the ball forward to them.
Yeah.
So he's still an integral part in that whole team.
Yeah, but we're not talking about the team. Yeah. I know you're going to bring up you're invincible and all of that, and he's integral part of that, but we're talking strictly individual, because Vieira is my favourite player, probably.
Come on.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So, but just because he's my favourite player, I'm going to take the emotion away from it.
Yeah.
I'm talking stats. That's what all these new football fans literally do. They bring
and I'm not good
stats.
With numbers as well. So.
I'm not good with numbers, but for me, as I say, Lamp's goals, assists, being part of a team that goes on to dominate.
Wait, are we really comparing Vieira to Frank Lampard?
You have to. Are you kidding me? That's what the people are going to be doing, bro. Like, Vieira's great, but 55 goals. We're talking his box to box. Now, he wasn't known as just a goal scorer,
yeah.
But 55 goals in the amount of appearances that he made. If we're trying to say that he is the greatest midfielder, box to box midfielder, you
but remember, he's
goals.
Just not box to box, though. He can play defensive midfielder.
That's it. You know what it is? And I love Vieira, as I say. I'm going to take my emotion away from it because Vieira, he's an Adonis. When he's on that pitch, angry, he's just a leader.
Mm-hmm.
But Frank, he can compare because Frank scores goals and that's what Frank's on the pitch to do. 177 for midfield. No other midfielder has even come close to it. And I don't think they will come close. Even the new guys, De Bruyne and all that, but we'll talk about them later. Then you've got Frank, I think in 2005, 2006, when Chelsea had that good team, only conceded 15 league goals. Frank got second in the Ballon d'Or. Now, I know it's a runners-up, but Vieira's never had a top 10. Which, to be fair, finding that out, I was like, rah. But, yeah.
But you
that's
don't,
voted
you don't,
by your peers.
Yeah, but you don't often get, because I don't understand this comparison, you don't often get midfielders that are not goal-scoring midfielders that are in the top running for Ballon d'Or. So they're not in the same argument, really.
Okay,
you're giving me a goal-scoring midfielder. Even though Vieira scored goals, obviously he's not clear as these guys that scored that many goals in a season or in their Premier League career. So it's not, to me, that's not a good comparison. You might as well compare Frank Lampard to a Santi Cazorla then. That's a midfielder that scores goals.
And talking about Frank Lampard's goals, here's a player that's not known for goals, Paul Scholes.
Oi,
come on.
Rhyming.
But he's not known for his goals. And to be fair, he's not even known for talking. Like, he didn't even talk, you know what I mean? But all these other players, like the likes of Zidane, Xavi, Iniesta, have all come out and said that this guy here, and this is what I'm saying about when Vieira doesn't get voted in the top 10 for the Ballon d'Or, it's because these peers, the likes of Zidane, Xavi, Iniesta, are talking about Scholesy. You know what I mean? So here's another player I'm throwing into the mix. The Ginger Bomber. I don't even know one ever called him that, but I'm calling him the Ginger Bomber. Paul Scholes. He's got a radar. He can pass.
Yeah.
He actually had an eye for goal, but that was when he played a bit higher up. They wasn't coming from midfield. Couldn't tackle. From going attribute for attribute.
But this is the argument I like, though, because I like Paul Scholes.
Mm-hmm.
Good, great midfielder. He's won so many things. Premier League titles, FA Cup, everything. 11. Everything.
11.
Everything. FA, League Cups, Club World Cup,
Intercontinental,
everything. But still doesn't compare to Vieira.
But it must. So this is what I'm saying. So what makes a great player? Because I've just brought you Lampard with the goals.
I know.
Yeah? I've now brought you Scholesy with the titles and the accolades from other top players. But it's still no good for you.
Like, no, I'm not having it. Because you're telling me all the accolades are just for his club team. What did he do for country? And the thing is, with Paul Scholes, I've got one argument for that, 2005 is all I was saying. Paul Scholes missed his penalty FA Cup final. Vieira scored the winner.
Fuck.
You can't bring me Paul Scholes.
Blood clot, he missed the penalty.
Yeah?
Mate,
Vieira scored the winning one. You're talking about accolades. That's another accolade for Vieira.
By the way, I was watching a Gogglebox the other day with, I think it was Sol Campbell and Neville.
Okay.
And they we're going over that game when Vieira give it away. And Sol Campbell said something. They went, Vieira done that quite often. You can't bring a mistake on Scholesy missing a penalty.
No, it's not really a mistake. Penalties get missed all the time.
But pressure. You're saying pressure.
Yeah. Who are you under pressure?
Because Scholesy didn't do it for England, man. And I believe that was down to pressure. A lot of these English players that done really well at club level, when the pressure really got to them, it didn't really translate. You know what I mean? And Vieira, once the pressure was on top, sort of after
like
the 97, he thrived on it, won 1998. So I've listed these players, but there's one player that I haven't listed that's got absolutely everything we've just said. That
from
needed.
His era?
Stevie G.
He's a legend, man.
He's a legend. I could bring you attributes. I could bring you stats, goals, 120 goals. He's captain. But not only is he captain now, we speak of Vieira and the presence that Vieira has. And you only need to see Vieira in the tunnel when he protected his Arsenal players and whatnot. But Stevie G's got that in abundance.
Yeah, he does.
You know what I mean? Like, there was one game against West Ham, the FA Cup. was probably the first FA Cup I would have seen in my lifetime and the only one probably since. Gerrard won it for them, man. And I just knew he was going to do it. He done it in Istanbul. He done it against Olympiakos. Like, he's like one of the only players, apart from Vieira in that, and Keane, to be fair, that gets the team by the scruff of the neck and drags them through. So I want to know how Vieira is competing against that. As much as we love him, how is he competing against the trophies, the actual things he done on the pitch, and everything? But Vieira can't compete against that, Pips. And if you say he's going to lie, don't lie.
I'm not going to lie. So I'm not going to lie. I think the God's honest truth is, if I'm going to keep it 100 with you,
please,
I genuinely believe that Patrick Vieira is Steven Gerrard's idol. It's Gerrard's idol.
Wow.
I think Gerrard looks up to Vieira. I think us two arguing about them two makes no sense because Gerrard looks up to Vieira.
No. I see what you've done there. But
that's not a fact.
I know it's not a fact, but we have to argue it because, to be fair, it's tough. Gerrard coming young, Vieira.
No, but I understand what you're saying about Gerrard because obviously what he's done for Liverpool, even though he hasn't won the league, which is my biggest argument in this conversation.
That was it.
Yeah.
That was it, yeah.
What he's done for the Liverpool players, everyone knows he's a legend. He's incredible. The midfielder that he is, the goals he's scored.
Mm-hmm.
But he missed that one thing. Going accolades, then Gerrard doesn't come close enough because Vieira's done it for club and country, like I've said. Gerrard, he's got great character, great leader, but he hasn't won everything.
No, it's Vieira. You lot bottled it when you got to the Champions League. That's what I'm saying. Nor is Vieira, Pips. Don't do this to me.
Yeah.
You know, I see what you're saying about doing it for club and country. And it's tough for the English players because England have been awful, especially in that generation, you know? So let's talk about some French players because I'm trying to figure out, is he even the greatest French midfielder of all time, right?
Okay.
And I'll start with a player called Makelele. He's won Champions Leagues. He's won absolutely everything in different countries. Mm-hmm. In fact, they even named a role after him, Pips. They call it the Makelele role.
His name does sound pretty cool, though. It sounds Makelele. Like a dance.
It sounds like a ukulele.
Yeah.
But anyway, don't laugh because I'm trying to debunk you, bro.
I'm trying to throw you off game.
So they called it the Makelele role. They didn't call it the Vieira role, unfortunately.
Mm.
You know what I mean? So, bro, is he even the best French player? And there's more to list.
No, go on then. Because why are you just saying it? Because they've named a midfield position after Makelele.
That's quite important. Then I can come on to the Kante. They call it the Kante role, although they still call it the Makelele role. It shows you how sick Makelele was. But Kante's won World Cups.
Mm.
He's won everything. He's won everything. Even won it with Leicester City.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And these people are French. So let alone...
argument, you know?
This is a tough one for you, mate.
There's an argument for it, but everyone in that French squad, no matter what year you look at, especially Vieira's era as well, are cold. Like, they're the epitome of football to me. That's that Wenger era.
You tried to bring Wenger. How have you got Wenger into a French... He's French.
But the thing is, even though every player you mentioned ticks all the boxes, Makelele, Kante, they are top midfielders. Vieira can qualify for that. But my argument is he was the best midfielder in Premier League.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, but those French midfielders I just named did play in the Premier League.
True.
And then Kante, I think if Kante was more loud and had more presence...
More character. He's got character, of course, like the nice guy.
But
positive vibe.
Nice guys don't get you nowhere, I'm sorry.
He wins. Nice guys win.
He wins part of a team, but there should be no question that a guy that's won the league with Leicester, then gone on to improve Chelsea's fortunes, improve France's fortunes, we should be talking of this guy as a god. In fact...
He's won everything, man.
There's the Kante role because he... Just the whole pitch. He goes everywhere, you know what I mean? If he added goals to his game, which... I don't want goals to his game, but if he added goals to his game...
Oh, but you want goals to Vieira's game. Now, because this is the argument I can't argue against, because Kante, for me, is the new era Vieira.
Man, call it the new era Vieira.
New era Vieira.
I don't know about that. As I say, I know what you mean, but again...
In terms of every season, he's just winning something. From Leicester, every season.
What did Vieira win every season?
No, that's what I'm saying. Kante's like just...
Yeah, but Vieira's not there. So I'm saying... Maybe you can call that the Kante winning everything, or you call it the Makelele role, but Vieira's not got nothing named after him. All he does is bully. So talking of Kante, he's a modern-day great. Mm. But it made me think, if we're going to say Vieira's the greatest of all time, how can he compare to the modern day players that are quicker, stronger, that can do more with a ball, they know how to use a ball better? Like, it's tough for me, man. Like, for instance, De Bruyne. Yeah. Everything that De Bruyne has got to his game, Vieira wished he had to his game. If we're talking ability-wise, come on, man.
The ability throughout the whole game is different now, though. It's a whole different ball game in the Premier League now.
So they're better.
Faster, it's quicker.
They're better. And I love the olden days, Pips. I'm one of the guys that I fight for the nostalgia, bro. But
it's long, like,
it's tough, it's man. Like, these guys are making balls go like that in the air. Like, literally on purpose.
Vieira
used to walk, like, onto the pitch. Like he was just, like, he'd just done 12 rounds in the first minute. You know what I mean? He still played sick and it was amazing. But it was a different era, man. So it's like, I don't even know if Pat, it's tough to say this, can compete with the modern day footballer, bro. Like,
the thing is, with the modern day footballer, no matter which player you mention now for modern day, which I'm probably agree with you on most of them, I don't think they can walk into any Premier League team. Whereas but in his generation, Vieira would walk into any Premier League team. Like, if you was to mention, I don't know, a midfielder from today's game, like you said, De Bruyne, he is top quality, one of the best in the league right now.
Yes.
But can he do it in any other Premier League team?
Yeah.
Burnley?
Yeah.
You could do it at Burnley.
Right, you're going there. Oh, can he I like that, Pips.
Can De Bruyne do it at Burnley? No. Can't see
saying that, the amount of set pieces he gets, he's just going to be whipping them in for that new big
geezer. They're just going to be winning free kicks every 5 minutes to win the game.
I see what you mean, though. So what we're saying there, Vieira in his generation could have gone and played for the Burnley of their generation. Interesting one. He could have walked into it. He improves any team.
Every team. There's rarely...
So does De Bruyne, though.
There's rarely any player in this generation that could do that. The only one that comes closest, I say, is Kante, because we've seen him do it. We've seen him do it in a championship team that's come up to... Like, do you know what I mean? We've seen that happen.
Yeah. This point here is a good one. That's got me thinking. That side of it, the mental side, as I say, the presence on the pitch and all of that, Vieira is the best. If we're doing attributes, marking off attributes, Vieira, he gets physical, he gets mentality, he gets all of that. But if we're going through the other bits, passing, could he hit a ball long? I don't remember Vieira doing a long ball. You know what I mean? Now, don't get it twisted. Vieira could get on the ball and he would dictate play, slow it down. Perfect. Honestly, give it to him anywhere.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But dictating the speed of the game back then.
You can't do that now.
Exactly, man. It's a tough one. I'm trying to think, who would I liken to Vieira in this modern day right now?
It has to be Kante. Surely.
But I'm talking size and that.
Like, oh, size, right.
Yeah, like that.
As a midfielder.
Yeah.
You rarely get midfielders as big and as boisterous.
That's what was so amazing. And that's
the only reason why Arsenal fans compare Thomas Partey to Vieira. Not because of what Thomas Partey's done, because it's not anywhere close, but it's because of his size.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's an Arsenal player. You don't really get tall midfielders like that.
Well, Rice. Declan Rice.
Oh, is he quite tall?
Tall, powerful, quick, agile.
He's getting excited talking about this.
I'm saying, bro, like, this geezer, when we talk about 6 foot plus midfielders that can break the lines, do the Gerrard thing, get team by the scruff of the neck.
Mm.
Declan, for me, has got it all. You know what? The skill set that players have today, I think if you got Vieira and you brought him and you said, go and play in that Man City midfield,
Vieira in his prime.
Vieira in his prime in today's game with Pep, like having to go and win the ball back. I remember Vieira jogging back so many times with his long legs. Yeah. Like, you know the vision, you know? Like, so it's like, could Vieira come and play in today's midfield? No, I think he'd get nutmegged. I think they'd be flicking the ball. Fernandes, Bruno, Bernardo Silva popping it round Vieira. I'm sorry. Like, I think we've got to keep it. Vieira's the greatest midfielder of his generation. That's where the argument
100%
stops.
Yeah.
But then even then, I said I brought you the Gerrards and all of that of his generation. So
that's a weak argument, because I don't think anyone in his generation could keep up with today's game.
So he can't be the greatest of all time then, that's what I'm saying.
All right, fair enough. He's the greatest in his generation. I'll let you have it. He's the greatest in his generation. Because this football that we're seeing today...
Yes!
I'll let you have it.
There you go,
mate. I gave up easily. I can't lie.
No, but the generation thing and That's another argument, isn't it? But that, ain't where you, that ain't what you come to the gas discussing. The other ones there.
I shouldn't have said all time of all time because I was just thinking about his time at the time.
But you made me dissect Vieira and I didn't like that because he's my favourite. Pippa, you brought some good points, mm-hmm. but unfortunately, you have not changed my mind. If we would have stuck to the argument, best player of his generation, you might have had me. You might have had me. But the way that football's gone and moved on, how quick it is, the players' skill sets, I don't think Big Pat would have coped, man. So yeah, you haven't changed my mind, man.
I still think I've won the argument, to be fair, but I'll let you have it.
What? People, what do you think? Do you think Pippa has a point? Is Patrick Vieira the greatest midfielder of all time, or is he just the greatest of his generation? Leave your answers in the comments. Pips, thanks for coming down, girl.
Thanks for having me.
And remember, people, this has been In Defence Of with me, Steve-O the Madman, brought to you by Joe and Betball. Don't forget, find us on YouTube or wherever you get your podcast from. Until next time, ta-da. You've been listening to In Defence Of, brought to you by Joe and Betball.